Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, we're going to be showing you a really cool new technology that we've just recently shipped. It's called Export to Template. For those of you who haven't played a lot with Azure or haven't recently been playing with Azure, we have this capability to deploy templates. And you can go in and you can configure a bunch of VMs that sort of work together. You can have dependencies between them. So deploy this VM, then deploy this VM, then deploy this VM. And you can put all the pieces of your network, of your security, of your storage, of your VM, higher level services. You can put your websites, your mobile services, et cetera, all into this one template. And you can hit deploy and it will launch and it can take parameters and so on. So very, very cool. We've got a lot of folks on GitHub playing around with it. I've talked about it here. What we've now made available is, let's say you build your solution iteratively. You go in, you create a VM, you like it, you create a second VM, you put them into an availability set. Maybe you hook up the network and make those two behind a load balancer. Maybe you put them into a secure network. You put some network security groups on top and you piece all these things together one by one by one. And then suddenly you're like, I like it. I like what I've done. But how do I now turn that into a template and go back and redeploy multiple times? Well, we've got an answer for you. It's called Export Template, single button, and turns what you've done into a working template that you can go redeploy. So instead of just talking about it, as much as you enjoy listening to me talk, I'm sure, let's go and actually go to the videotape. So let me show you a demo of this. Here I have a deployment called Build HA East 1. And so this is a resource group that I deployed as part of my demos last week at Build. And so I can click into this and you can see it's got the resource group and I can take a look at all the things deployed. And so here, if I actually look at what's deployed here, I've got a set of virtual machines, an availability set, load balancer, NICs, security groups. Then I've got the IP addresses that are all assigned to this, of course, with names that I've set and deployed. And I built this one by one. I actually used the portal to go and build it. So with all settings, I can go in and take a look, and here's the button, the magic export template button. And so with that button, now I can go in and it converts the work that I've done as part of adding these resources one by one and shows me a fully formed template. So here you can see with the experience over here, I've got a set of parameters that I can take a look at. So the load balancer, let's say this is the name of the load balancer and it will take it in as a string. And so now the next person that deploys can pass in, maybe they don't want to use the same name I used, but they can build the same thing with those solutions. So public IP address is here. You can see the virtual network is deployed here. And then down here are actually the resources. So this actually deploys what I was looking for. So it gives the API version, it takes the parameters from above. It uses the same location that I've selected. Of course, I could go in and change that if I want. The same size that I've selected, of course, I could go in and change that as well. And of course, it builds from the image that I created here. So here they were built using Windows images, and so I can go ahead and do that in the exact same way. And so this passes through, good passwords are passed through as part of, again, this parameterization. So, and then of course it depends on, it does basically the most natural ordering. It'll create the storage accounts, it'll create the NICs, it'll create the availability sets, and then it'll put the VMs inside. And so that's the normal depends on ordering. So really, really cool. I can go in here, but you see I can even go in here and actually save the template from here. I can deploy it straight from here. And up here, I can actually go in and you see I've got the CLI here. So I can go in and see, and this shows me exactly how to go run and deploy with the parameters using the CLI. And so it'll pass in the parameters that are requested as part of the CLI operation, and it will go and create this accordingly. Same thing with PowerShell. Same thing, you've got the full PowerShell script. You can go copy this in and run it as a full PowerShell solution. And we even have the support as part of the .NET SDK, and so you can go and deploy this and put this into the .NET SDK, and you actually have a full portal generated template deployment experience that now is .NET code that you can go play with, and you'll see actually us turn this into more of the SDK solutions over time. So really, really cool. And again, from right here I can hit deploy and I can go to town and actually deploy this as a second version of this exact same template. You see here, this is all of the parameters that I just showed you, and I can even go in here and edit this template right here on the portal experience. So just a really, really cool experience from start to finish. This whole template experience, taking it from those the availability that we have as part of GitHub, as part of the quick deploy templates, and you can go just into resources and show templates here, and you can quickly go and find these templates. You can deploy, you can build them yourself, you can export them from there. Just so much power and capability, all with these simple JSON-based template parameters and experiences. So you should really go play with this. Go build something up and try the export button. And again, it sits as part of the resource Let me go back here and show it to you. It sits as part of the resource group. So if you go resource group, settings, export template, and you'll be on your way. So with that, that's all I have. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I don't care. I enjoy it, so I will continue to talk whether you're enjoying it or not. I hope you're enjoying it. Please let us know if you've got anything else, any other questions, comments. You use this, you love it, you hate it. Hit us up at #AzureTWC. I was going to say ampersand. That's not the character. #AzureTWC, which stands for Azure Tuesdays with Corey. Ask us questions, give us comments, let us know what we should do better or what we should change or what we should talk about. So with that, thank you. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you later.
Tilt a little more left.
Mm. Wait, you want me to go left?
No, this is tilting left. We're good.
Do I look straight to you?
We're good. You're straight up.
Okay. You ready?
You have that.
I don't even remember what we're talking about.
Right in over there?
It's recording.
Okay.
It's been recording.
Do the clap. Here we go.
We should close the door probably.
Yeah.